Good evening. Reporting just a few miles from the heart of it all, it's Tuesday, October 14th, 2025. I'm Jordan Levinson, and here's what's happening inside the district. God, that's brilliant. Operation Mincemeat has just been extended on Broadway for a fourth time. Tickets for performances through March 15th will go on sale October 28th to the general public at telecharge.com. Those on the musical's mailing list will receive exclusive presale access on the 27th. Operation Mincemeat continues its run at the John Golden Theater. The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints is getting a major shakeup later this month. Beginning October 28th, the Broadway company of the Book of Mormon will welcome Diego Enrico as Elder Cunningham, Sidney Quilden as Nabalungi, Charlie Franklin as Elder McKinley, and Jay Wilkison as Joseph Smith and the Mission President. Enrico recently played Cunningham in the musical's national tour and will be making his Broadway debut. Quilden will be making her Broadway debut as well. Franklin, a former ensemble member in the Book of Mormon, was seen on Broadway earlier this year in Floyd Collins, and Wilkison is making his first Broadway appearance since 2007 when he debuted in Rent. Longtime cast members Keziah John Paul, PJ Adzema, Cody Jameson Strand, and Lewis Cleal will all play their final performances on October 26th. Cleal is an original Broadway cast member and has spent over 14 years with the show. The Book of Mormon runs at the Eugene O'Neill Theater. And finally, today, the latest Broadway grosses were just published for the week ending Sunday, October 12th. The Indigenous Peoples Day weekend gave the main stem a big-time lift this go-around, as the total gross for 31 running productions amassed over $39.4 million, a 25% jump from the week before. All but one show saw its grosses rise. A few shows began previews last week. Liberation arrived at the James Earl Jones Theater and got off to a slow start, making just $196,192 over its first seven previews, playing to just 59% capacity houses. The play's opening night is October 28th. Another new play, Little Bear Ridge Road, starring Laurie Metcalf and Micah Stock, started up at the booth. Over its first eight previews, it grossed $371,635, playing to 82% capacity audiences before a scheduled opening on October 30th. And The Queen of Versailles, the new musical starring Kristen Chenoweth and F. Murray Abraham, got off to a decent start at the St. James, making $775,752 over just four sold-out previews. A press opening is set for November 10th. Elsewhere, Hamilton experienced the highest grossing week in its 10-year Broadway history, leading the pack last week with $4,042,906 made at the Richard Rogers, thanks in no small part to original cast member Leslie Odom Jr., who was back in the saddle as Aaron Burr through late November. Just in Time reached a new high at $1,361,778 at the Circle in the Square, as Sarah Hyland began performances as Connie Francis. And guess who's back in New York City? The irrepressible Beetlejuice, poetically in its third Broadway stint. The first national touring production began a limited holiday season run at the Palace last week, and over its first seven performances, it grossed a solid $1,163,234. And that is Inside the District for today. Once again, I'm Jordan Levinson. Lights out.